Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by the esteemed panel, Jay Skills, Big Jerv, Black Trey. Hell of a show for you guys today. We're going to talk about Uber XL etiquette. Is every Uber XL created equally? The answer is no. We'll tell you why, because of Jerv's wild weekend. We're going to recap BMF. And we're going to talk a little bit also later about MLK Day, man. And the statue that came up in Boston. It looks like a dick. Yeah, you want to stay tuned for that. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in. You get the extra content like the OG pod, like the watch-alongs, like the Discord, all that stuff, and much, much more. Patreon.com/countthedings. Lock in on that. But first, get into a little conversation about whether an Apple Watch is considered jewelry.
But what do I need expensive jewelry for, bro? Like, what do I need it for?
I mean, it's an asset, bro.
Right.
A watch. A watch, at least.
Oh, this nigga out here being smart and shit.
I'm not, okay. No, I'm not trying to be LLC Twitter, my nigga. I'm just telling you, bro.
And you got to invest, my brother. You know what I'm saying? You got to invest. Yo,
I'm just telling you the benefits of a watch, bro. That's all. Huh?
You could use your phone to tell time, or you could buy a watch and then invest in a down payment on a condo building, 16 units that you then rent out, and then that pays for the watch.
Hello,
there
but
you go.
Y'all don't want to tell. Y'all want the 500 grand instead of
niggas running from the grind. I mean, niggas running from the grind.
Running from the grind. It's crazy.
Running from the fucking grind, bro. As in the words of the homie Ticket, bro, be a pro.
Welcome to Black Opinions Matter.
That bullshit ass Apple Watch, man.
Hey, dog, don't shit on my Apple Watch, my nigga. This is all you need, yo.
I got an Apple Watch that sit on the fucking charger every day. I ain't
you don't wear your Apple Watch,
my nigga. You're not checking your heart rate. Your heart rate probably crazy.
My nigga,
sure, put your watch on.
Right, I'll be honest, Trey. I thought for sure you would be one of those. Oh, I was like burned 1,700 calories today, 300 more, and I bet my goal for the week.
That's actually me, though.
You know what's crazy? The main reason why I got a fucking Apple Watch was because I was getting written up at work from being on Twitter. I would be checking my phone at work.
So now you just check. Like, so then you check just your check watch. Your watch. That was your solution.
So I bought the watch, and I'd be like, oh, because you know the group chat, you'd be so curious what's going on. I could just look, and that bought it. Nigga, once I stopped teaching, I never touched that watch again.
Oh, you mean at work when you was a teacher?
Yeah, oh, okay. Bro.
Yeah. No, his whole job now is to be on Twitter.
That's why I'm like, what? Like, isn't that part of your schedule?
Yo, that would be wild right now if your job was like, yo, you on Twitter too much, my nigga.
Trey, I need you to get back on that typewriter and finish up those reports. You're always on the computer.
Hey, man. I feel like fucking movie hopping today, bro.
Movie hopping? What's that mean?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, you want to go like go to the theater and watch one?
And just jump and watch three
you gotta
movies.
Hey, Trey, you got to do that by yourself, man. There's no greater joy in the world.
Seriously. That's one of my favorite things to do.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I want to put – I'm kind of scared to do it in New York, man, because it's so cold just walking out. No, bro, not the fucking fear of getting caught. I'm just talking about the idea of like, nigga, I got to actually get on the train – and then go here. And it's like, the one thing I do miss about Arizona, my nigga, I go to Harkins, go get the popcorn, go get all the seasoning, and just punt my whole day.
I'm an AMC guy, man. I was always AMC.
See, I fuck with Harkins, man. They had like 9 different seasonings.
I've never even heard of Harkins or whatever.
Harkins is it's local to Arizona. It's a
y'all some local niggas.
Damn, are you international with your movie theater?
Mister, I don't wear a fucking watch.
AMC is everywhere, my guy.
Jerm was like a military time nigga. Talking about what time is it?
13:05.
It's 20:42.
Hey, dog, listen. You got to have structure.
I want to reveal something. I think you know how like sometimes you watch enough commercials, it'll convince you to buy some shit that you wasn't really thinking about buying. I feel like all of our conversations with Jerm about the Nike Tech Fleece has led me to purchase a Nike Tech Fleece.
So you got bought in?
You jumped down.
I'll tell you why, man.
Welcome, my brother.
I tell you why. Because I was looking at like, damn, man, like I gotta get ready for this All-Star trip coming up in a month. I really don't have a whole lot of cold weather clothes. So I was like, well, let me see like a tech fleece and I'll wear my coat over it. Then I found out there was something called the winterized tech fleece. And this shit got some shit on the inside there. And I was like, oh, that would be a kind of nice thing to wear.
Yo, like Iron Man suit ass nigga.
Yeah. Hey, dog. Hey, dog. I'm just saying, they make this shit for a reason. If you don't want to wear like, no coat and all that shit, they got all the extra shit on the inside.
I'm worried that I'm gonna buy this shit and like it so much, I'm gonna be like Jerv, just a different one. Every
yeah, you're gonna be converted. I never had tech fleece, but I feel like you. I mean, like I'm scared of being converted to a tech fleece nigga. Like I don't want that to be my whole wardrobe because I already wear sweats like damn near every day. So it's like,
hello.
The goal is to never say never. Just say not right now because you're gonna find some shit when you finally actually slip up. And enjoy that shit. I was mad as fuck the one time we had this futuristic party last December. And I fucking wore some leather pants, bro.
Nah.
Hear me out. Hear me out. And I was,
Where'd you get the leather pants?
First of all, they weren't even real leather, bro. They was fake leather from Zara. But the cut on these joints.
Nobody cares. I'm gonna tell you right now. Nobody gives a shit. Like some hoes might be like, "Oh, that's not real." Like niggas are gonna look at you like this nigga about to do fucking Eddie Murphy delirious or some shit.
Nah, so it was crazy because like the fit on them were really good. Like I was mad because I'm like, why am I enjoying these? And I just, I threw them shits at the door and put them in a bag and gave them to the homeless ASAP. I was never putting them on again after that party. But the fact that they felt good that I wore them at that party, because it was a futuristic party.
But did you feel the tug of like, oh man, this might be my life now?
Yeah, yes. And I was irritated. I was irritated because I was like,
that nigga
I don't
threw that shit at, hey, you ain't throw at the door. You threw that shit at the window. I hate you. at the mirror. Nigga threw that thing as a reflection and shit. Like, no.
It's like the Green Goblin and shit.
But like think about some shit that you hated on and you finally got won over. I hate it.
So my entire fatherhood existence, right? Mm-hmm. I've had one rule. You'll never catch your boy in no motherfucking Monarchs, right? Like that's just not ever gonna happen.
I saw
on Instagram. Somebody had
those were terrible, by the way.
Them shits were fire for the
Monarchs. Which one?
My nigga.
The Black History Month Monarchs?
No, some fake ass off white ones. I know what you're talking about because you posted them on. And I was like, again, these are sneaker. What was that website you had? Sneaker weed.
Sneaker weed. Yeah, they got the Kobe Grinch joints for the low.
Listen, Jerv would have got them fake ass Virgil Monarchs, the sneaker weed joints off for real. Now I'm a nigga that wore Monarchs.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
When you was teaching?
2018. You mean nigga, remember?
Are you sure?
Monarchs.
I remember you rocking the Monarchs.
Monarchs.
Jay,
I was on the live show, right? Bro, I wore them like a whole summer. Like just trying to like talk to people about like it's not about what shoes you wear. It's like if you really cool, you cool. You can wear whatever you want. And
did you feel cool in?
I mean, I feel like myself, nigga. I'm cool. I can wear whatever.
But that's a cool nigga swag.
The real rap combo with the fake leather pants, and now I'm wilding for asking if you felt cool in the Monarchs.
Nah, but this is the thing. Again, I'm the only person thinking about. Damn, I wore some leather pants. I hate it. I just hate that it's on record that I shit on them on Twitter. And then they can see me like, oh, that's the nigga with the, I thought you didn't fuck with him. Like, I get irritated with shit like that. So I stopped doing that, right? But also, it was just funny because at the time when we were doing the Nice Kicks podcast, people would hit us, like especially random white people. Yo, am I too old to be wearing Jordans? White dudes. And I'm like, bro.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here from Cinephobe. Yeah. That podcast. It's a good one. Ascertain. Telling you right now, Prize Picks. That's the way to go. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time. That's right. You're asking, what does that mean? It's demon time. I'll tell you. Demons and Goblins, the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. That's insane. That's insane of Prize Picks to do. You know what else is insane? They offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you, and the rest of your entry stays alive. PrizePicks is the only DFS platform with an injury insurance policy. And by the way, they now offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account. This football, basketball, any season you're playing. Me personally, I'm taking more than points on Joel Embiid all the time. I'm taking more than assists on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm taking less than points on Jordan Poole. Those seem to be the easy money makers for you. And you're probably wondering, Zach, how do I get involved in this? You go to prizepicks.com/ding and use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/ding. Use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Nigga, just wear the shoes. If you like them, you like them. Or people will take a picture and be like, yo, should I get these? Hey. Stop asking me that. You the one who got to spend your money on it.
I remember my moment of, I don't give a shit. I like them shits, man. When I went to Drew League, and I was wearing some fives, and they were like cement fives, right? So they weren't like the regular white, red, and black. They had a little cement.
Mike didn't wear those.
Mike and then ain't this nigga
and Nick DiPaolo were like, Mike didn't wear those. I was like, I don't give a fuck, nigga. I like the way these look, man. And I was like, and I remember like inside, I was like, that's right. I mean, stand up.
No, but you know what's crazy? I contradicted that because we had a live show in fucking Boston and I wore the black and green Jordan 1s. And I was like, nigga, I thought Mike didn't wear it. And I was like, fuck, I was trying to fit a theme because I'm in Boston. I'm wearing the black and green 1s. And I just thought like.
You came up with some bullshit. You said some shit like, you told me like, oh no, he wore these on the McDonald's game tour.
No, you cornered me. You cornered
me. I did.
With it.
I remember cornering you, and I remember you having an answer.
And my answer was,
he said, I remember you having an
my
answer.
Bullshit ass answer was because of the live show, and we were in Boston, and I wanted to wear green.
No, nigga, you had some answer. No. Like, this is the promotional tour he did in Germany in '93. And I was like, I'm like, yeah, that sounds like it could happen. So I was like,
Shattered Backboards. That's the story for Shattered Backboards, though, for real.
I fuck with the shadow.
What were you going to say, Jerv? Because you sound like you got the real answer.
Oh, no, I feel like you said, at least to me, I feel like it was, what jersey was you rocking? You was rocking
Lenny Cook. Jersey. I had Lenny Cook Summer League jersey.
Yeah. So, I got my rule. I've broken it two times, and it was with the fives. I bought those, the Laney fives when they first came out, and I bought the nut ass.
Those, by the way.
Huh?
Mike Wardle.
Mike Warnos? Oh, look at me. I shout out to me. And then the other ones I know he ain't rock was them fucking black grapes. He did not wear the black grapes.
I mean, Drake got some fake ones.
No,
it's on record, too. No, but Drake got some fake ones. Hey, Amin, I'm officially a New York nigga, bro.
What happened? You got to take police too?
No, fuck no. Hell no. I ain't no, like, that's associated with scamming. Yes.
I'd rather be scamming in Salt Lake.
I'm gonna take a full body
pick.
I got some Stussy Timberlands, right?
Oh no.
And niggas is like, I had New York niggas like, did we convert you, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Because it was like,
what Timberlands?
The so Stussy ones.
I got the Stussy.
Or Stussy. I don't know how to pronounce it.
It's Stussy, right? I got the all world hiking boot. So it's ostrich. It's wheat. It's waterproof. It got the black bottom with the blue laces. They crazy,
not the
right?
It's not the construction one. Right.
So think about So you know the beef and Brock's. So you know the beef and Brock's, but they just made Stussy made their own joints. Like, you know what I mean? And they're crazy, but niggas is like, I expect an LA nigga to wear them.
I don't think that. So makes niggas is on me like, though, because that's like a non-traditional look. Like you gotta have a traditional Tim to be converted. I feel like that's just my take.
Nah, but wearing
that niggas y'all don't wear construction Tim.
But an LA nigga buying a hiking boot in general.
So Jarvis, crazy because I've been telling myself recently, like, oh, I'm gonna buy some Tims. I haven't worn Tims in a while. Like I used to wear Tims in high school, but there's absolutely no reason for anybody in LA to ever wear Tims. Like, it's not a comfortable shoe. It serves no purpose in LA because it's not like we walk in the streets. Like, all you know, you in the car, it's warm 90% of the time. Yeah, those are trash, Trey.
I'm good, bro. I can't fuck with it.
Yo, for the audio audience. Jerm was just wagging his finger no, and then Jason said, "Nah, those are trash." Yeah, his Trey was holding the shoe up. Yeah,
nah, you got to get the OG wheats, the all blacks, the navy blues is cool.
See, I'm not wearing no Tims.
I'm gonna tell you what, man. Let me people talk about the black on black Air Force One as the like niggas about to run a jux or whatever footwear. I submit to you, it's the black on black Tims. I don't trust a nigga wearing those.
Nah,
immediately.
Bro.
Yeah. That person's
the
no good.
The Jodeci.
Not the leather one. I'm not talking about
the suede.
The suede. Oh, yeah. The black suede one, that's a nigga that's up to no good. For sure.
No good with them, 100%. Jodeci's, you're cool.
Yeah.
You know what? No. 2023, we changing the narrative on black Air Force Ones. Fucking wear them, bro. I seen my nigga Han from fucking Fast and the Furious wearing them shits. He
black
lit,
on black
nigga.
Or black with the white?
Triple
the white
black, shit. Nigga. Han was wearing them shits.
Recently,
and Melo was wearing them shits. We wearing them
Melo
shits,
did
bro.
Wear them,
fuck
yeah.
all that. We wearing
nah,
them.
I like
nigga,
the black
back,
and white.
Nigga.
I wear the black and whites all the time, but the black on black, I've never. Not even back in the day, man. I just couldn't do it, man. Because every time I looked at it, I always thought about like mall security niggas. Where
I'm a triple
black
nigga
shoes,
now.
So.
I mean,
nurses.
I'm a triple black nigga now. I got nurses, the Travis Scott's triple black. I got the Stussy Penny Twos triple black. I'm with the all black shit this year.
Trey, are you back to buying shoes?
Yeah, sure, yes he like is. Yes he is.
Sure don't seem like it.
That nigga didn't realize
they
he
got
was
me.
Going.
These,
nigga,
these niggas that got me.
they pulled him back in.
I told that nigga Trey he wasn't gonna last 6 months. He was like, nah.
He's like,
nah, man. I ain't gonna be buying no
biggest
kicks.
Mistake of my
hey,
life. This nigga
Stussy
had the bread for
the Stussy boots was $325.
I know, nigga. You've been spending.
You've been
living the life.
No,
you bought the penny.
The craziest shit.
You bought the penny too.
I tried
those
to,
is new too.
I tried to be sneaky, bro.
Yeah, this nigga Trey trying to keep the convo going because Jay about to just run down the whole fucking
life. Yeah, bro, you got about five.
No,
new
but
pair.
The funniest shit, I was out. And I like wore the like wide leg Japanese pants, making sure like my shoe was covered. Nigga thought like I was being low. I moved and nigga said,
"The fabric just moved a little bit."
No, me and Ben went to Soho House, bro. We met, and Ben like, "Oh, you got some $2,000 shoes on?" I said, "Hey, dog. Hey. This is a gift." This is a gift to myself for my birthday.
This is a gift. Wow. Happy belated, by the way, Trey. Happy.
Appreciate
you know what I'm
y'all,
saying?
Gangsta.
Happy belated.
I'm 38 with hip problems right now. I woke up with a hip pointer. That shit was not great. It was not great, man.
Oh, yo, can I just put something out there real quick? Since we, you know, while we were on the topic of fits and fashion, you know, I'm having myself a Sean moment right here. You know, I had a Sean moment over the weekend.
You have some shiny shoes with a buckle on it, like a pilgrim.
No, my nigga, we not doing all that. I gotta have my integrity. Moment. I gotta have my integrity, bro. Like, come on,
some
yo.
Capri pants.
No, dog, no, because I can't do capri shirt. Pants. I think a ghost face.
Shirt telling five you buttons your, down open.
Your nails done.
Taco meat out.
Look, I went to what was the Jeezy show? I posted, you know, whatever.
My
it wasn't Jeezy show. Was it Jeezy? Yeah, whatever it was. I posted a fit. My nigga Trey said, "Yo, that's not trash."
What were you wearing? I didn't even see it.
I don't even remember, bro. I just remember I wasn't trash in Trey's eyes for a quick second. Right. He put it on Instagram. I started to have a Sean moment and repost it, but I was like, nah. That's unbelievable. I can't do that.
My nigga, I'm a nice nigga, bro. Y'all be making it seem like I'm harsh. I care. I tell you.
No, I mean, you just saw me for the first time, like, not in a, like, not wedding time, but I wasn't in a sweatsuit. Like, and Trey was like, oh, shit, that's not trash, yo.
That's going to do it for us on Black Opinions Matter. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in. The OG pod returns this week, so we took a few weeks off. I know, you know, if you're a Patreon, you heard why we took a few weeks off of that, but we're back. We're going to bring it back to you, me, Trey, Waz, Tom, and Zach. Also, the Discords, the watch-alongs. We need to do one of these playoff games at some point. Maybe next week. I don't know. Be on the lookout for that if you're a Patreon. Shout out to Trey. Shout out to Jay. Shout out to Big Jerv. I'm Amina Hassan. Remind you to stay black, motherfucker.